The world's northernmost moths may be dealing with a changing climate more effectively than some scientists expected. In fact, they may be surviving rising temperatures better than their southern counterparts. That's according to a study out today in the journal Global Change Biology. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
There are lots of moths in the forests of the far north.
You have to look a little close and care a little bit to notice.
Matt Ayers is a biology professor at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. He admits moths, or Lepidoptera, as they're known generally in Latin, are pretty nondescript.
Most of them are brown or gray moths as adults, but there are lots of them. They exceed in biomass the moose and other things that you may be familiar with in plant-eating animals.
As caterpillars, Lepidoptera are voracious plant eaters. They're also a main source of food for birds. As moths, they're nocturnal, so bats like to eat them too. Because of their abundance and diversity, Ayers says they're prime candidates for climate change research. He and colleagues looked at long-term data for more than 300 species of moths in Finland. They found widespread response to rising temperatures.
We also found that they didn't all respond uniformly. So some of the species fly at about the same time, same calendar day each year, regardless of the temperature, probably because they're controlled by how long the days are, the photoperiod. And some have a mix of those two control systems, and some species seem to have other control systems that we don't know what they are yet.
Ayers says the most surprising results involved the farthest north moth populations.
We found that the northern species were actually somewhat less sensitive to the temperatures than the southern species. So although the timing of their biology also changes a lot from warm years to cold years, not by as much as if they were the same as the southern populations.
Essentially, the northernmost moths are buffered from the effects of rapid climate warming. Initially, Ayers says the research team expected the opposite response, but he's since given the results some thought.
It makes sense to us now, even if we were surprised initially. At high latitudes where temperatures are frequently cool, there's strong selection for organisms like caterpillars and moths and plants to be able to accomplish more metabolism, more biological activity at relatively low temperatures.
The team used information from a unique monitoring database run by the Finnish Environmental Institute.
It's called Nocturna, which is now a 20-year program. It's a moth monitoring scheme, which has a network of almost 100 forest sites distributed over the full length and breadth of Finland, which extends from about the latitude of Anchorage to about Barrow. So it's a good match with Alaska.
Nocturna involves a large network of volunteers who use black lights and stale beer to trap, identify, and count Lepidoptera. Ayers says the next step is to find out how other organisms might respond to climate change.
Now we want to know even more than before. We don't know of comparable insect data that could be brought to bear on this yet.
He's not sure if studies already exist that compare temperature sensitivities among plants in the north. Ayers says he'd be interested to compare patterns among Lepidoptera species and the plants they feed on to find out how climate change might affect those relationships. The research done by Ayers and colleagues appears in the latest issue of Global Change Biology. It was funded by Finland's Joensuu University Foundation. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.